Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 104. McMonagle here with you on the fan. 1 hour down, four more to go on our five-hour midnight ride. Taking your phone calls at 888-808-1019. When we do these five-hour midnight rides, sometimes we incorporate a little bit of either music or movies, have a little theme going with the show to help us, you know, kill 5 hours. Let me just be honest with you. And plus, I love talking movies. So I saw something today. You might have seen it as well. But a little bit of casting news, and I always love casting news. For whatever reason, I always find it fascinating. Like, when Liam, like, honestly, I think about things for days. When Liam Neeson, now, have you ever seen, with Rami, I want to know how the kids think about things when I talk to Rami because he's so young and has, like, every reference I make goes over his head. It's always fun working with Rami when I make a joke that I think's rather clever, and he gives me the just, like, the stare back, like, Ghostbusters? Like, yeah, Ghostbusters. No, I don't know.
Why do you need me to laugh?
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. Yeah. I make myself laugh. But now I've completely forgotten what I was going to ask you, so I'm just going to continue going on with myself. What was I going to say?
About a movie, so I'm assuming you're asking me if I've seen something.
Yeah.
The answer is probably no.
So no, the answer is probably no. Man. While I was making funny, I completely lost my train of thought. All right, so anyway. So I love casting. Like when, Liam, Naked Gun. Have you ever seen Naked Gun?
I have not.
Lieutenant Frank Drebin. No?
No.
Okay. When Liam Neeson was cast, and I guess the movie's coming out in the next year or so. When Liam Neeson, taken serious action star later in his career, I loved him. He scared the hell out of me in Darkman when I was a kid. But Liam Neeson's going to play Lieutenant Frank Drebin of Police Squad, which are some of my favorite movies. I love the Naked Guns movies. That one I was thinking about it for days. Like, for days, I'm like, Liam Neeson is going to be Lieutenant Frank Drebin? How the hell is that going to work? Like, I just love it. So I saw one today, a casting decision that really... I'm having a tough time come to grips with. Apparently, they are making a John Madden movie, a bio on the late, great head coach and obviously football broadcaster, John Madden. And the casting decision on who is playing John Madden blew my mind. Nicolas Cage is going to be John Madden. That's right, Nicolas Cage will be playing John Madden. Let me say it one more time. Nicolas Cage will be John Madden. I cannot wait to see this just for that. This movie might get the worst reviews. I don't care. I'm going opening night just to see Nicolas Cage play John Madden. So if you want to give me a call and have a little fun as we talk sports throughout the morning, what's your favorite, least favorite portrayal of an actual person in a movie? Doesn't have to be a bio just about that person. It could be a bit role in a movie where someone was playing a famous person, an actual real life living person. But some of the best performances of actual living people, doesn't have to be sports either, our favorite real performances of real people in real life. So that's what we'll go with. Give me a call on some of your favorite performances or some of your favorite, some of the worst. Like, I can't imagine. Like, Nick Cage is a great actor, right? But he's got to be in the right setting. He's got to have the right director. He's got to have the right, like, because he'll go over the top.
Obviously, the best was Kevin James as Sean Payton, right?
Right, Kevin James as Sean Payton, sure. Great one. But that casting blew my mind. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls a little bit. We'll have some fun. Do that. Obviously, the Mets, not so much fun. The Yankees were off last night. They open up an important series later tonight. Chris in Syracuse. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. My opinion, the best athlete of all time is Jim Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably biased because I live here in Syracuse.
Right. Now, when you say, okay, so you say best athlete. Not, do you mean,
all
do, that's what I'm saying. You mean, because he's considered one of the greatest lacrosse players of all time. Obviously, just a great athlete. You're not saying best football player of all time. You're saying the best athlete that you've ever seen was Jim Brown.
No, I've seen film. I'm 51. So
okay, so a little, yeah, you're a little young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, yeah, I get it. I mean, he's up there. Did he play basketball as well?
From what I understand, the only reason why he was not starting is because they didn't want a full line of black players.
Really? And they decided to draw the line with him, considering what a great... I would have thought they wanted him to focus on football. I know he played lacrosse, too.
See,
but, I mean, I could...
Oh, yeah, so I'm sorry to cut you off.
No.
You know what the Jim Brown rule is?
The Jim Brown rule?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard that term. No, what was the Jim Brown rule?
So he put the head of the stick on his chest and just ran by
him. Oh, right, right. Yeah, oh, okay.
Get it from him.
Cradling in lacrosse is considered the Jim Brown rule?
Well, no. He put it on his chest.
Okay.
So they could not get the ball from him because
right.
The head of the stick
yeah.
is pinned to his chest.
Right, I got you.
He's too big. Well, you get it, just like how you ran the ball.
Right, no, I got you. If he tucks the ball right. and just runs straight ahead, how are you going to stop him? Yeah, I get it.
And he was also big with track. My other favorite athlete is Bo Jackson.
Yeah, I mean that would be my answer if we're just going athlete. I actually saw something on social media where they were proposing who is the better athlete, Bo Jackson or Deion Sanders. I don't think it's particularly close. I think Bo Jackson was clearly the better athlete. Bo Jackson was so much far better a baseball player than Deion Sanders was. It's not even close. And Bo Jackson was again, don't really remember watching him live. I'm too young. I do remember the cartoon Bo Knows from Saturday mornings. I don't know if you guys remember that one. I think it was called Bo Knows. Or it was it him and Wayne Gretzky for some reason? I got to look back at that. For some reason, Wayne Gretzky just popped into my mind as if he was part of that Saturday morning cartoon too. But Bo Jackson is one of the, to me, when you say best athletes, from what we've seen and what I know, I mean, I know Jim Thorpe, right? You go all the way back to Jim Thorpe and how he was great at everything. But I mean, it's hard to be a better athlete than Bo Jackson. He was special. And I think, you know, Deion's obviously special too. He's one of, if not the greatest cornerback of all time. But I just think Bo Jackson and his ability to play baseball as well as just be a dominant running back too. So I would, but I'm more specific, like when I get into the greatest of all time, and again, the morning show, I guess I can get into it here. Maybe I'll redo it again. I was called yesterday after my show. So think of this, right? I just want to defend myself slightly. My show's over. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, right? I'm going on, I wake up, you know, 2 o'clock, you know, so I mean, I'm on zero, hardly any sleep, but that's not to be neither here nor there. But I leave the show. Once I'm out of this show, once I turn off this microphone and I walk out, you know, there is a switch that goes on and off. Believe it or not, there is just a switch. I'm in, let's get home. I was talking to my man Fleegs just for a little bit, seeing how he is, just shooting the crap, talking a little bit about the show, whatever. And I'm listening to them talk for a brief moment on the warm-up show with Jerry. And Jerry's going back and forth with Al about the difference between home run hitter and legitimate hitter. And they're having a conversation about the kind of hitter Judge is, obviously off of his 300th home run. And we'll have a conversation about Judge, 888-808-1019, and about his championships and where he stands inside Yankee lore, because I talked a little bit about it, but I've heard a bunch of people talk about it since. I want to, you know, get back into that conversation a little bit. And we can always talk Soto's contract. Why not? But They were talking about the different kind of hitters and how good a hitter can be, and that's what I heard. I was talking to Fliegelman. That's kind of what I heard in the background. And then all of a sudden, Jerry just goes around the room. Best baseball player you ever saw. Best baseball player you ever saw. Best baseball player you ever saw. And he gets to McMonagle. And he says, McMonagle, best, because he saw me standing in there. Best baseball player you ever saw. And I heard him, and I heard what he said. Best, and he said, besides Aaron Judge. And even though he said best baseball player you ever saw, we've had so much talk about, especially with the intentional walks and Barry Bonds versus Judge and the best hitter I've ever seen. Like, I don't know why, but in my mind, I thought he meant, no matter what the words were that came out of his mouth, I thought he was asking me pretty much, who's the greatest hitter you ever saw? That's why I thought he was pretty much saying. And so I answered Barry Bonds. Like, I have a bunch here that when we talk about how great Judge is, Barry Bonds from 2000 to 2004 is, in my mind, the greatest hitter ever and the greatest hitter I ever saw. And the morning show, specifically Greg Giannotti, decided to absolutely rip me for it because I've been very public and very out there with my opinion that Shohei Ohtani is not only the best baseball player I've ever seen, but Shohei Ohtani is the best baseball player who ever lived. And I'm just going to clear it up now. I in my mind, I thought I was answering who's the best hitter. That's what they were talking about in my mind. I got put on the spot. I heard the actual words he said about ball player, but I thought he just meant hitter. So I answered Barry Bonds. It was a mistake. I made a mistake. I'm sorry, my mistake. Because the greatest baseball player I've ever seen is Shohei Ohtani. And in my opinion, if you take everything into account, I wasn't around in the early 1900s. I haven't seen every single baseball player who ever lived. I wasn't around for Harlem, I wasn't around for Killebrew. I wasn't around for Stan the Man Musial. I wasn't around. I get it. I didn't see the Flying Dutchman play shortstop. I know. But in my mind, Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player who ever lived. And I'm not talking about careers, and I'm not talking about how long he did it. I'm talking about 2 years ago, right? No, I'm sorry, last year. When this came up, it was like July, August of last year. There was a point last year where Shohei Ohtani had the best batting average against as a pitcher and led every single statistic offensively in the sport. He had the most, other than batting average, he had like the most home runs, the most RBIs, the highest slug, the highest on base, the highest OPS, the highest OPS plus, the highest total bases, the highest walks. Like, he led every single major offensive statistical stat there is. And he was the ace of the Angels who led Major League Baseball in batting average against. He was, last year, the most difficult pitcher in all of baseball to get a hit against. And he was the best offensive player by a mile. We have never seen that. I know Babe Ruth pitched. I know Babe Ruth had some World Series numbers that stuck around till Mariano Rivera. I get it. He was never the most dominant pitcher in the sport. And you can argue in some ways, batting average against is the most dominant pitcher in the sport. He was the most difficult guy to get a hit off of. And he was by far the best offensive player. We have never seen that combination before. Ever. I understand it's a brief moment in time. That, what we saw last year, is the best baseball has ever produced. Nobody, and I like to use this line, nobody since they decided to pick up a baseball and throw it and have someone hold a stick and swing at it. Since that moment happened, nobody's performed the act of playing baseball better than Shohei Ohtani did last year. That's good enough for me. You want to talk careers? He's got to do it for this long. He's got to do it for that long. We can have that discussion, sure. It's a brief moment in time. I get it. But in that moment, no one's ever played the game of baseball better. So who's the best baseball player I ever saw? Last year, Shohei Ohtani. And I don't think it's particularly close. Last year, he was a smidge worse than Gerrit Cole and a smidge worse than Aaron Judge as an offensive player. I mean, that's crazy. Each of them make $35 and $40 million a year on their own. He's doing both of their stuff. It's really not close, and I don't understand as many people have an argument. You guys are crazy. We've never seen anything like it. That's the best baseball player who ever lived. No one's ever done it better. Could they have? I don't know. I suppose, right? If Babe Ruth kept pitching, could he have been that? Maybe. He didn't. Are there other players who had good enough arms? Right? There have been. Can Vladimir Guerrero throw the ball 100 miles an hour and maybe pitch too? Okay, but he didn't. We've never seen anything like it. If I gathered up every single baseball player who ever lived and I had to pick a team for my life depended on it, and I could have my ace starting pitcher and my cleanup hitter with one pick, leaving me open to pick other more guys, you bet your ass my first pick is Shohei Ohtani. More than any other player in the history of baseball, because it opens me up to pick more players. I got two for one. I got my starter and my cleanup hitter with one player. I don't understand the argument against it. And then I was arguing with Jerry on the phone with the morning show. So again, let me just clear that up. I wasn't losing my mind, and I didn't change my mind. Barry Bonds is not the greatest baseball player of all time. Shohei Ohtani is, but he's the best hitter. And in that brief moment, half paying attention, considering all the talk about Judge and Bonds over the last 2 days, when I was asked, who's the greatest baseball player of all time, this side of Judge, I said Barry Bonds. I thought they were talking hitters. My answer for best hitter I've ever seen, Barry Bonds. The best baseball player I ever saw, Shohei Ohtani. And I would argue that he's the greatest baseball player of all time. But I really don't understand the argument against it. And then the argument Jerry presided that Ken Griffey Jr. played the outfield. Okay, I get that. And he said, oh, well, the starting pitcher only pitches once every fifth day. Okay, I get that. Let's say a starting pitcher pitches six, a good starting pitcher like Shohei Ohtani in today's day and age. Let's say he goes six innings, right? Six innings. He is impacting at the bare minimum if he throws a perfect game. But he's getting, in those six innings, 18 outs. He's accomplishing 18 outs. How many games do you think a center fielder has to play to impact 18 outs? Probably more than you think. The idea that he didn't play defense when he is a pitcher, that is defense. That's baseball's defense, the starting pitcher. It's crazy to me. It's bonkers that anybody would argue this. Bruce in West Islip. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, bud. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I honestly love listening to you, but there was a question that came up in my head here. All right? I'm not on your side on this one. Ohtani's a great player. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I have a question. How old are you?
I am 40 years old.
Okay. So you're 40 years old.
Yep.
All right. Predominantly speaking, you did miss a lot of great players
and stuff like that at a different era. Yes.
But the statement that I have a problem with is the fact that you can't call him the greatest player ever. You can't.
Why?
Okay, because the question was, who's the best player you've seen play? Okay?
Okay.
And when you up in this guy and say, well, he's the greatest player that has ever played the game of baseball, no, he's not. Okay?
Well, why not? You've given me my age, but why isn't... Give me someone who's better and why. Why isn't he the best?
There's a whole myriad of players that you named a couple of them. My God, I'll give you Tony Gwynn. I'll give you Pete Rose.
Tony Gwynn? Rose? What are you, nuts? What are you, crazy?
Absolutely.
Pete Rose.
No, I'm not crazy.
Oh, my God. Look, I can give
listen,
you a hot. I can give
listen,
you just.
I mean,
you gotta put his phone pop back on. All right, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Just watch the language there, Bruce.
Yeah, I know. I apologize.
That's okay.
About that. You know, but I'm 67 years old, and I've seen some great players come along and play the game.
Mm-hmm.
From From Willie Mays to Hank Aaron, yeah. I've seen them.
Now you're at least giving me legitimate answers. Pete Rose.
Okay. But you actually, to tell you the truth, you have to lump him in the category. Look, he bet on baseball. I got that point. Okay. But when it came to playing the game, he was really, really, really good at what he did.
Well, of course.
Now,
but
you sit back and I mean, in all honesty, we can't continue to penalize the guy anyhow, but that's a whole different
story. That's a different story. I got you.
You know, but the bottom line is, when you ask the question, who's the best player you saw play? All right, great. Yeah. I get it.
No, it's not what I only know. Pete Rose, his career high in home runs was 16. His career high in RBIs was 81. His career high in OPS.
Look at his team.
What does that have to do with it?
Look at his team. He didn't need to be.
Oh, so he could have hit home runs. He chose not to.
Absolutely. There was a reason why he's called the hit king at 4,200.
Yeah, because he got a lot of singles. God bless him. Derek Jeter Absolutely. Has how many hits? Derek Jeter's nowhere near the greatest player of all time. Nowhere near.
Absolutely.
And Derek Jeter didn't need home runs either. I'm sorry. Pete Rose isn't in the discussion of the greatest players of all time. He has no power. You got to have power. Mays, boom, you nailed one. Hank Aaron, boom, you nailed one. Tony Gwynn isn't the greatest hitter, greatest player of all time. He's the great hitter, great singles hitter, great, you know, with his ability to manipulate the bat and hit the ball the other way, no doubt. Shohei Ohtani is also, and I'm sorry, this is going to bother a lot of old timers, I get it. Shohei Ohtani is hitting during the most difficult time in the history of baseball to hit. It's never been more difficult to hit, ever. Ever. This is the hardest it's ever been. And his numbers dwarf Pete Rose's. Dwarf. Like, I mean, stop. Calm down. Pete Rose? You want to have the conversation about putting him in the Hall of Fame? Fine. He's not anywhere near the greatest baseball player of all time. Not anywhere near. And I know I didn't see him play. Great player. Belongs in the Hall of Fame. Incredible player. I mean, he's not Willie Mays. He's not Hank Aaron. He's not Mickey Mantle. He's not Babe Ruth. He's not Lou Gehrig. I mean, he's not any of those guys. So, I mean, you want to give me those guys, we can have an argument. Joe in San Diego. What's up, Joe?
Hey,
what's up?
All right, Chris, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Michael Jordan / LeBron James, Wayne Gretzky, Mike Tyson and Ali, the guy after Pele and Messi, and all the relative sports. I'm sure you followed them and you know about them, right?
I mean, I know the in soccer, I don't really follow it or know that much about it other than I don't know how the hell they don't stop the clock and they give you this nonsense at the end of the game and these add-on time. But I know the names of the guys you mentioned.
Okay, so here's my point.
Yes.
I don't have any problem with saying that Shohei Ohtani is on pace now to be the greatest of all time mm-hmm. over all these guys. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you this before and I'm telling you it again. It's too early. It's not fair. Nobody would say Michael Jordan. He averaged 28.2 points a game as a rookie.
Yeah.
Nobody in right minds would take those names I mentioned to you, even Brady, even Montana. And in the first 5-6 years of dominating the world, doing things that guys before them didn't do, they weren't even in the conversation of a GOAT
mm-hmm.
until it took. You need to have a chunk of a career and do it at a long time. That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean I disagree with you.
You can't take a guy 5 years. You have Babe Ruth that did it for a freaking lifetime.
I don't care.
These other guys.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the best baseball player I ever saw was in the moment. Like that. That's enough for me. I'm not saying he's had the best career. I'm not saying put him in the Hall of Fame already. I'm not saying it's a different conversation. In the moment.
You're saying right now he's the greatest of all time. You wouldn't say that about Mike Tyson 5 years in that he was.
Mike Tyson didn't
seconds.
Do anything different than Muhammad Ali or any other boxer. He's just another boxer. Michael Jordan.
He didn't do anything different. Out in 20 seconds.
He did the sport exactly the same. He didn't stand on his head. He didn't stand on his hands and punch with his feet. He did it the same. Shohei Ohtani is pitching and hitting. Nobody else has done it. It's a different thing. He's not just really good, and I'm calling it early. He's doing things nobody else has ever done. He's reinventing. No, he doesn't. Not when he's reinventing it.
Deion Sanders did things nobody ever did. Michael Jordan in his first 5 years.
What did Deion Sanders do that nobody ever did?
Deion Sanders.
He played two sports.
Okay. No, he didn't.
Baseball, he didn't play it at a high level at all. No, he didn't.
Okay, fine. That was a mistake. But I'm saying that all these names that you look at that are the GOATs today, Gretzky,
right.
Roger Federer,
yeah.
These guys, nobody in the world would put them in a conversation of the guys before them who did it for 15 years until they had more time under the belt. Yeah, Ohtani's probably going to go down as the greatest if he does this for 4 or 5 more years. I agree. Everybody knew Jordan was going to go down as the greatest. Mm-hmm. They saw what Tyson was doing. They knew it was coming. But for you to say this in front of the world, that a guy is 5 years in already the GOAT, that's dangerous. You're playing with fire when you say
I'm
that.
I'm playing with fire? Who am I burning? What are we talking about? Who am I playing with fire? It's not dangerous. Dangerous? Who am I hurting? I'm giving my opinion. Look out, he's dangerous. That McMonagle, he's dangerous at 1:30 in the morning. And you guys aren't getting it. You're not getting it. If Wayne Gretzky led hockey for even one season, if Wayne Gretzky led hockey in goals scored and save percentage as a goalie, he'd be the greatest hockey player of all time in one season. If he did both, if as a goalie he stood in net, made the save with his glove, put it on the ice, skated it up the ice, and then scored a goal and did it as often as he's done it, then he would be the greatest hockey player in one season. That's what Ohtani is doing. Ohtani is the center and the goalie on the same team. He's the left winger leading the league in goals, and he's the goalie leading the league in save percentage. You know what I'm saying? He's doing things we haven't seen. And again, I don't know why we need to have career. Because if we're going to have career, then Cy Young is the greatest pitcher of all time. What are we arguing? Why are we arguing it? How could you argue anybody else but Cy Young? He did it forever. What? Sandy Koufax? Sandy Koufax had 5 good years. Sandy Koufax. Why are we talking about Sandy Koufax? Don't insult my intelligence. I'm talking about the greatest I've ever seen. And nobody he's had 2 years specifically of being a top level pitcher and one of the best offensive players in the sport, bar none. He's top five. He's a top 5 hitter without question, and he's a top 10 starting pitcher. That's bonkers. You guys are, Muhammad Ali, as great as Muhammad Ali was, and I think he is the greatest boxer of all time. It took time. It took championships. It took him having fight after fight, of course, because he was just boxing. Ohtani isn't just boxing. Ohtani isn't just doing the same thing everybody else is doing. He's doing things nobody else has done. Even Babe Ruth did not continue doing both at this same level. Not this good at the starting pitcher, but this is as good as it gets. And again, he's doing it in a time period where it's harder to hit than it's ever been. Sean in Flushing, what's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How are you?
C-Mac, listen, man, there was a lot to digest going on. You know, I've been on hold for a little bit. So
sorry,
I just
yes.
Give you no, all good. No apologies, brother. That means you're doing well. So I just want to give you some quick fire. Let me know what you think. This is going to be a very non-popular opinion of Michael Keaton being an absolutely terrible, terrible Bruce Wayne. I know that everybody loved that Batman. Like, you know what?
Bruce Wayne isn't a real character, but if you're talking casting,
correct. But, you know, when you play Batman, you gotta play both. You know, and he looked like that. You know, he looked like Bruce Wayne's accountant. You know, I don't know. I wasn't a fan of that role. Secondly,
yeah.
Best athlete I've ever seen by a mile was Bo Knows. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Bo Jackson was crazy good.
He could have been a Hall of Fame athlete in two sports.
Yep.
You know, people comparing Dion, like, are you out of your mind?
I completely agree.
Dion was the softest baseball player.
He wasn't very good. Yeah. He was okay. He was good. Hey, listen. People want you on the team. You're good enough to play Major League Baseball. He's an outrageously good baseball player. But in terms of a Major League Baseball player, no, he was a sub average baseball player with great wheels.
Well, Chris, you know what, though? I'm 50. I remember Dion, and it was hype. There was a lot. Yeah. This was like the beginning of that, you know, like just media hype type of stuff. You know, there was no social media, but it was ESPN, and he had the chains, and it was crazy. You know,
yep.
He was a fun watch and a great defensive corner, but comparing him to Bo Jackson is a farce. So, and then I'm going to, listen, me and you, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. Shohei Ohtani is by far the best baseball player I think that both ways has ever lived, you know, in a sense of what he can do.
Yes.
Now, I agree with the last caller in a sense that just a little bit, he hasn't done enough on the pitching end for me to say, okay, he's the guy that's the best that's ever done it, even though he has. You know, it's basically like, you need a little bit more in that resume, just a bit, because he got hurt.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I'll compare it since we're talking movies. It's like The Natural, right? Like, he got shot or whatever. He didn't in the movie. He doesn't have. Then he comes and he's the greatest. He always would have been the greatest, and we saw it for a brief time. He's the greatest. All I'm saying, and I'm not trying to get. And we got a break. And thank you for the call, Sean. I'm just saying, watching the game, even for 1 year. All right, I'm not trying to say he's had the greatest career. I'm saying there's a 2 year span where no one has ever played the game at a higher level. He's the epitome. He's the highest we have reached as a baseball player. That's the pinnacle. The pinnacle we have seen so far as a baseball player, all around baseball player. Throw it, hit it. Be able to do both, dominate on both sides, because I understand it's not been a long pitching career and he's had injuries, but we're talking about just in the, like, it's the brief, right? It's like the fastest, right? When you break the sound barrier, that's it. You don't have to do it for 3 years. The plane broke the sound barrier. That's the fastest we've ever been as a human race. And then we try and beat it. He didn't have to be beating the sound barrier for 17 years. He beat it in a moment. That's the fastest we've ever been. The 4-minute mile. Oh, let me see him do it twice. He had the 4-minute mile. That's the fastest we've ever seen. Shohei Ohtani reached a level of playing the game of baseball last year in particular, higher than any other player has ever reached it. That's it. I don't think it's arguable. You want to argue this kind? And we don't have to do this all morning. We're going to have fun talking about a bunch of different things. But I wanted to defend myself against the morning show. If you want to argue long career and you've got to do it for a long time, I'm not even calling him the GOAT necessarily. I'm not giving him that distinction. I'm just saying we have never seen the likes of it. That says you can't play baseball better. You can't pitch and hit. It's the pinnacle of what we see. And his offensive numbers are stupid. I mean, they're just plain out stupid. I mean, even this year, he's going to be the first DH to win MVP. He's an MVP player without pitching. And when he pitches, he's an ace of a staff. Like, what are we talking about? He's literally going to win the MVP this year in the National League, and he's going to do it without playing defense. He's going to be the first DH to win the MVP. He leads the National League in runs. He leads the National League in home runs. He leads the National League in slugging, OPS, OPS plus, total bases. He's going to win the MVP without pitching.
And he has 35 stolen bases.
And he's got 35 stolen bases, so don't tell me he's not an athlete. He's an athlete. He's hitting 295. He's got an OPS of 1,000. He's got 37 home runs and 86 RBIs. It's August, middle of August. He's going to win the MVP without pitching, and when he does pitch, he's an ace of a staff. He's going to become the Dodgers' best starting pitcher. What are we talking about? Like, he's going to win the MVP without pitching, and he's a dominant pitcher. All right. 139, McMonagle here with you on the fan. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
At 146. I'm dangerous. I'm playing with fire. Playing with fire with these hot takes. 888-808-1019. You know, my man Fleegs, who is the usual producer, unless when he has something better to do, tweeted out something today with the Mets that I thought I was thinking about. Because if you're down on the Mets, here's the question, right? And this was the tweet from Fliegerman. The at-bat in the ninth inning of Pete Alonso, right? Obviously, you get the hit batsman in front of him, one out, down a run in a game that really, I mean, there's no such thing as a must-win game at that point. Obviously, it's not a must-win game. They win every game from here on out. That game's nothing. They win the division, probably, if they don't lose again. But it felt like a game they had to have. Can't lose that series. And I'm wondering how many Met fans feel like Fliegelman. That's definitely the last meaningful game that the Mets will play this season, and possibly the last meaningful at-bat of Pete Alonso's Met career. It's starting to feel that way, isn't it? It's starting to feel, especially with all the noise around bringing Juan Soto here, it's starting to feel like this is it for Pete Alonso in a Met uniform. And if so, he goes out, and if this team continues to, you know, play the way they played. Now, again, I do believe in him, and I do believe in this offense, and I am no way. I've called them dead once this year already. I was dead wrong. Not doing it again. So they can bounce back. They win the next three games against Miami, and you know, Atlanta stubs their toe, and you're a game out or tied. Suddenly you feel a lot different. But it just feels like he's, even with the home run and the four-hit game the other day, just struggling. And it just feels like he's not, it's just not going to be his year. And it feels like it's a whimper to what could have been just a brilliant Met career. And it feels that way. It feels like, it, depending on how pessimistic you are, that's the last impactful Met game of the season. And that's the last impactful Met at bat for Pete Alonso. 888-808-1019. Paul in Hartford. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Living dangerous.
Yeah, good, good.
Yep.
Hey, you know what the one thing is? You just brought up Pete. But the one thing is, his first two at-bats today, not to get to that, but you just
mentioned
it.
He did
get on base.
Yes.
Six consecutive at-bats. So, I mean, there's a lot more going on besides Pete.
No,
of course. And then walked twice today.
No, I got you. I understand that. But I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm not trying to blame Pete necessarily, but that's a spot.
I know.
It's a spot you need Pete to come through. Like, again, I've said this before. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to have a good year no matter what. I mean, you're talking about walks. I get it. But his OPS is, it's never going to get to where you would have hoped it would have been. His batting average, his home runs. Like, now it's about clutch moments. And he had a moment there.
No doubt about it.
And he couldn't come through. And it just feels like that's what's happened every time this year. And not for his career, but this year. But good, yeah.
No, of course. And the way he's chasing that outside curveball, I mean, that's just killing him.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, not to bring this up, I mean, I do have one, let me make my one last joke at the end here.
Yeah.
But the one thing is, you think he would go, and this got me a little bit off topic here, but you would think with J.D. Martinez there, he'd be going the other way and hitting it with authority to right field even more with J.D. there. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. That's, you know, JD does that, and they talked about how he's a hitting savant. You thought maybe it would impact Alonso, and it just hasn't.
No, it hasn't. And you know what the one thing I'll say is, talking about the best position players, and I get this, and Otani's got to show a little bit more with his pitching to get into that realm. But you know what the thing is? I'm about your age, and other guy called. He said he was 50. You know what the one thing we could all agree on, though?
What?
That outside of watching hitters that were the best, we did get to witness the best reliever of all time with Mariano, which is amazing.
That's a slam dunk. Oh, yes, that is correct. We've witnessed a lot of slam dunks. I mean, in my age, I remember Wayne Gretzky. I don't think there's a doubt Wayne Gretzky is the greatest hockey player of all time. I don't think there's a doubt, really, that Michael Jordan's the best basketball player of all time. People might argue it, I suppose. But I feel like I definitely saw too much of Michael Jordan. Then there's Tom Brady, who I want to get to in a little bit later. I'm not going to do it now, but I want to get to Tom Brady. I hate him. I don't know why, but I hate him. And he's always got to just do little things that keep him, and we talk about him. He's got to just throw it out there. Just shut up and do the football games, man. You're going to be in our homes every week. Just shut up. So we'll get to that. And I would say Tom Brady is the least talented, best player of a sport. He's so much less. He is not nearly as good at football as Wayne Gretzky was at hockey or Michael Jordan was at basketball. But let's just say we saw the greatest quarterback of all time, greatest winner of all time in football. We've seen a lot, right? Some people would argue, I never saw really Jack Nicklaus play. A lot of people will tell you Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer of all time. Tennis, right? We've seen Roger Federer, I think, was considered the greatest of all time. Now, you know, Djokovic is making inroads to be one of the greatest, is making inroads to be the greatest of all time. Nadal is clearly one of the greats of all time. So I think we've seen the greatest reliever of all time. But considering some of, you know, I feel like our generation alive now, because athletes keep getting better. Let's just be honest. Athletes keep getting better. We're perfecting it.
Carlos Alcaraz may be the best tennis player of all time by the time. Well, he's so young and so good already.
Right. Yeah. I'm paying attention. I don't know. He might be. Athletes keep getting better. They work all year round. I'll never forget, I was watching a documentary or talking to something, and Yogi Berra and Phil Rizzuto owned a bowling alley in the offseason. Like, they literally were there running and operating it because they needed money. It's a different world. These guys all year round are just studied. They have doctors who follow them around all day long. They're constantly doing tests, and they have personal chefs. And like, it's a different world. They get hurt more. I'll give them that. They get hurt more because of it, but they're reaching pinnacles we've never seen before. Rob in Queens, what's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I think you're definitely jumping the gun on Shohei Ohtani being the best player in baseball. He's definitely something we've never seen before,
mm-hmm.
and he's definitely phenomenal.
Okay,
but my first point is, he's injured this year. We haven't seen anything from him, and you never know how.
We haven't seen anything from him. He's going to win the MVP.
We've seen his offensive this year.
Okay, well, let me just ask you: would you say? All right, so would you say Willie Mays is widely considered the best baseball player ever, or one of him and Babe Ruth?
I'd say he's one of. Yeah, okay. Definitely considered one.
So,
how many
MVPs did Willie Mays win?
I don't know.
He won two. Ohtani is about to win his third. He's going to win three MVPs in 4 years, and in the year he didn't win the MVP, he finished second to Aaron Judge, who broke the record of 62 home runs. I mean, we're saying, even offensively, he's going to win an MVP without pitching.
Understood.
Okay.
But you're saying he's
as long as we understand.
The best overall baseball player of all time.
Nobody's,
I don't know if I agree with that.
I'm just, nobody's played the sport better.
You don't know how he's going to bounce back from an elbow injury. Every guy bounces back differently. So he might never be as dominant as he was last year.
Totally true. But last year, he was the greatest baseball player to ever live. I don't know why this is so hard for people to understand. I don't know why the greatest somehow has to mean over a long period of time. Even if he's a shooting star, he's the highest star in the universe. Like even if the star fades,
Aaron Judge.
Oh,
I would take Aaron Judge over Ohtani every day.
Yeah, I don't know how. I love Aaron Judge. Don't get me wrong, he's my guy. I love Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge doesn't pitch, and Ohtani is like, you know, six homers less. He's hit six less homers. His OPS is like, you know, 0.1 worse. And Judge doesn't throw a pitch. Like, I don't know. I love Judge. And because I love Judge, I wouldn't make the trade because I don't want Judge to not be a Yankee. But the man pitches too. And if Ohtani's team, like last year, and I know, you know, Judge won the MVP and he got hurt at the end of the year, or 2 years ago. No, he played 100. Like 2 years ago, Judge won the MVP over Ohtani, and he wasn't as good as he was the next year. But like, if he played for a contender, it might even be a debate then. Like, that's how, it's crazy. Like, that's it right there. That's how valuable he is. He's going to win the MVP every single stinking year. Watch. He's going to win his third MVP in 4 years. He's going to be either first or second for four consecutive years. And I love Judge. He's the best. He's the better hitter, but not by a wide margin. And Ohtani is a hell of a better pitcher than Judge. Although, Judge has a good arm, but he has so much trouble locating his breaking pitches that I got to give it to Ohtani. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. 2 hours down, three more to go. As we take it till 5 o'clock, I'll get into that Brady conversation. And I don't know if anybody saw this. I forgot to mention it yesterday. But anytime chicken wings are in the news, I'm talking about it. And there's another chicken wing story because I'm craving chicken wings. And I've been going on a diet for vacation, craving them. I know I drink my martinis and everything. I can't wait to go to the ballpark on Saturday night. It better not rain in Baltimore. I'm telling you now, it's supposed to be bad weather. But I'm looking forward to a crab cake and a beer. Looking forward to that, too. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan.